Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The mask has been removed from the issue of abortion with the New York law that allows abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. It is shocking, and even more shocking, other states are trying to emulate the darkness coming out of New York. We're going to be talking about life under attack on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Amazingly, Life is Under Attack is the title of an article written by Vice President Mike Pence. It is great to have such an advocate as the Vice President in the Oval Office, and certainly President Trump has been a strong supporter of the sanctity of human life. New York, as we all know, crossed this dark line, becoming the first state in the country to actually pass legislation that allows abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. Now, it's nothing new, because going back, Matt, to the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision, that decision, along with its companion case, Doe versus Bolton, also, to a lot of people's surprise, allows abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. At the end of the day, that is something that happened all the way back in 1973. But this is shocking, Matt, because this is a legislative body that passed it. First time in history. And they celebrated over the passing of this law. And they not only passed this law, but they repealed other laws. So there's no longer a double homicide law in New York. There's no longer any effort to even save the child after birth when it is born alive, if the intent was to abort that child. And then other states, Virginia and others, are trying to follow New York's lead.
Yeah, and it goes even beyond the 9 month of pregnancy. As you know, there was great controversy with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, famously being caught on tape saying that he supported infanticide. That's after the child is born alive, it survives abortion, saying that it's still up to the mother and the doctor whether or not they want to kill the baby after it's been born alive. This is infanticide, plain and simple. We saw them cheer in New York. It was like the Temple of Baal. I mean, the worshiping at the altar of abortion, it is the most evil thing I've ever witnessed. The smiles on their faces and the high fives and the cheers that they would allow infanticide, that they would repeal bills that if a woman is attacked and she's 9 months pregnant and her baby dies and she dies, they say, nope, just the mom is murdered. The baby, because we support death in the womb, the baby doesn't count. It's absolutely appalling. It's evil, and it's out there for all to see now.
Yeah, just a total disregard for life. I mean, in Virginia, the delegate who introduced this bill, Kathy Tran, on the same day she introduced a bill that would protect worms, cankerworms or caterpillars, bugs, but she was advocating to kill babies even after they have been born. And you know, I so appreciate President Trump. He came out and he said, "Do you remember when I said Hillary Clinton was willing to rip the baby out of the womb? That's what it is. That's what they're doing. It's terrible. This is going to lift up the whole pro-life movement like it's never been lifted up before." So I'm thankful that he was willing to speak against this.
He did that during the campaign.
Yeah.
And
He
was mocked for it. And guess who was celebrating along with the New York governor and those that passed it, along with others?
Hillary Clinton.
Rodham Clinton, yeah, was celebrating right there with them. And, you know, Governor Ralph Northam, he should know better. He is a pediatrician by education.
How ironic
trade.
Is that? Yeah.
A pediatrician. Boy, I tell you what, you don't want to take your child to a pediatrician like that.
No.
But he said on a radio program that if an infant was born alive, he said something about it would be resuscitated. But you know what? They're not resuscitated. They're already living. But if they are resuscitated, he says, if that's what the mother wants, and he's referring to, if that's what the mother wants is an abortion, because that's why she is having this late trimester abortion, and it's born alive, well, then a conversation would ensue between the physician and the mother. What kind of conversation is that?
I know.
I mean, you know, let's take my brand new baby that's just been born, mm-hmm. and let's have a conversation with the physician and the mom. What's the conversation about? It's not about what kind of care you're going to give it. It's what kind of death is it going to have? I mean, that's not a conversation. That's not something that we should allow in America. That just devalues America and life across the board.
That's human
murder.
Human
it's
sacrifice.
Murder.
It's human sacrifice. It is murder. It's absolute murder. And when, you know, he has been condemned, and rightly so, for these racist things that he posted, not in high school, not in college, but in medical school, graduate school, with regards to his racism.
The blackface and the KKK
hood. Yeah, he's been condemned for that. And, you know, there's no place for that kind of racism. But you know what? I haven't heard any people from his party condemning him over his infanticide. And that is the reason why someone ought to resign, certainly, and the racism as well. But he ought to be condemned for that. We cannot go down this road. So fortunately, the law that was proposed in Virginia got stopped. So right now, it's not going anywhere. But the fact is that it was actually presented. And Delegate Kathy Tran, who actually was the sponsor of this bill, when she was asked, what happens if a woman is in the process of giving birth? She's already dilated. She's already dilated. In other words, she is minutes, a few hours maybe, from actually delivering a full-term baby. What happens at that point? Can she have that baby aborted? And Kathy Tran said her bill would allow that.
Ugh, yeah.
In the process of it being born.
Yeah, well, as a reaction, I mean, there even moderate so-called pro-choice people were appalled by this.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, Senator Ben Sasse called for unanimous consent on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act that would prevent doctors from killing a baby after it's been born alive if it's survived an abortion. Democrats blocked it.
Yeah, Democrat
Senator Patty Murray objected
Senator
to the bill.
Senator Patty Murray from Washington objected to the unanimous consent. Now, this was a bill that would say if a baby is born alive, like anyone else, you should give medical treatment to that baby.
Like Northam was proposing, like we see in New York, basically saying you can kill it.
Yeah, yeah, that you can't just kill it. You can't just leave it there.
Yeah, that's what this bill would have done.
But, you know, all these people that are advocating for abortion have already been born.
Yeah.
What does that say?
It's a tragic situation. And then we have some other states that are falling in line. You see, the reason why they're doing this is because there's been a change on the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted the Supreme Court as their advocate. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court abandoned the rule of law in 1973, and then again in 1992 when they affirmed Roe versus Wade, and Kennedy was the swing vote in 1992. He's gone now. He retired, been replaced by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That's the reason why he was so vehemently opposed during the confirmation hearings, not because of anything that happened in the past or because he was a bad person or a judge, but because he was replacing the swing vote on abortion. Right now, people, we are in a battle for life and death. I believe that the Supreme Court will, in the near future, reverse Roe versus Wade. I believe that they need to not just say we made a mistake, but I think they need to go back and address the original question that was left undecided, and it should have been decided in 1973. And the court in 1973 said whether or not this is a human person is a question we're not going to decide. But they acknowledged if they ultimately concluded it was a human person, it would change everything. That's what the Supreme Court ought to do. And in doing so, just like you and me, it would give legal protection to a human person from the moment that they are a human person. And when does that happen? That happens at the moment of conception, when that unique DNA is established, that unique individual. And the only difference between that unique individual and you other than the uniqueness is time. That's it. Pray that in America, we return to a culture of life that this bloodshed chapter ultimately is a thing of the past. Repent as a country, as a nation, in our churches, in your communities, and pray for life to be restored here in America. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.